when the job came up for General Secretary, they were looking for a campaigner. They weren't, in the past they'd always had people with technical knowledge or lawyers, but this time they were looking for a campaigner. So to me it seemed ideal because I did know a bit about Commons, I really cared about them, and I was a young campaigner. So I applied for the job and got it way back in 84.
So what impact do you think the Open Spaces Society has had on the landscape of England and Wales over the last 100 years or so?
Going right back to our beginnings, I'm quite sure that if it wasn't for us, many places would have been enclosed and built on. You know, we have many early victories, Hampstead Heath, Wimbledon Common, Epping Forest, a lot of London Commons, which we've had an impact on, and then we won rights of access. This is going way back, won rights of access as the part of the development of reservoirs in the Lake District and in Mid Wales. So early on we had a big impact. I think now it's hard to think that we've had, it's very hard to know. We obviously have had an impact in that we've won better legislation to protect commons from encroachment. We've promoted the idea of registering land as village greens, which saves them from development. But what it will be in many cases is just those small places, small issues, footpaths that haven't been moved because we fought them, and possibly fought them as a lone voice. And things that don't happen are as good as things that do happen. So you can, you know, look at a landscape that hasn't been destroyed by a reservoir or a development and think, well, you know, that's a plus. That's very positive. Because people seem often to say to me, you know, you're always saying no to things. Well, actually, saying no is really positive because you're saving it for future generations.
So where do you see the Open Spaces Society in another 100 years?
In another 100 years. I think we'll always be small. And actually, I would want that because I believe in small organisations being very nimble and outspoken and effective. And I would want the organisation to go on being like that, be respected for its knowledge and its courage to speak out. So I think we will go on being the unique body for commons and greens.